Hello everyone, it's Liana here with Gentlemen. It's the 10th of November and I'm just walking back from school after drop-off. It's been a very busy weekend. Henry was a bit unwell yesterday, so I've got him home today. Hopefully he'll be good to go back to school tomorrow. What else? So yeah, lots have happened. I've been meaning to do a boo about all sorts of things, but I've also been meaning to do some more octavas, but it's well into November now, so I'm not sure that that's still required. Plus, I still haven't got time to do them, so that may well not happen. I have a new phone. It's an iPhone 6, and I've still got the original Audioboo app on here, because that's how I roll. But it's working, so that's fine. Mind you, I say that now. Let's see if it uploads. What else? Oh yes, the 6th of November was a big day for Germany. Yes, I can remember that far back, but yeah, it's been 25 years since there have been protests by the people, which meant it was the beginning of the end of the GDR. Just made me feel really old to realise that I can still remember this. I was a teenager. But it's been 25 years. Oh my gosh. but yeah, that's when people in Leipzig, in Saxony, first took to the streets. Well, actually to the church, a sort of a church, and protested. And then ended up with protests. People saying, "Wir sind das Volk." We are the people. I think that's the one that's very well known, so I don't know, I think it's about the 9th. I remember my dad came into school that day. I was at secondary school. My dad came to tell me that the wall had come down. Not sure whether that was the 9th, but I didn't really take in what that meant until my classmates were amongst those who started going to West Berlin just to have a look, and also because West Berlin at the time was giving out 100 Deutschmarks Begrüßungsgeld, so a welcome payment, and I think most people just went to pick up that money and to have a look, and because it was a novelty. So yes, that's what I remember about it. And I think after that, it kind of sunk in. And I think it was until the spring that I first took the train across to visit my relatives in West Germany, which was very exciting. Because then I could have a look for myself. I didn't just have to listen to everybody else's stories of what it's like. So yeah, other than that, been trying to follow the whole thing about the debate that's going on about the EU. What Chancellor Merkel said to Osborne about, not to Osborne, to Cameron about be careful or you might need to exit the EU if you continue as you are. Yeah, I took that as a warning because the Germans don't want the UK to leave, and just sort of a warning, you know, if you continue on the current path, then that may well be the corner you box yourself into, and then you will have no other choice but to leave. But no, the Germans don't want that to happen because they're very well aware how important the UK is as a trading partner. Germany, who used to, I think, be the export nation number one in the world, so they are very well aware of these things. I haven't got the statistics in my head, but and I think I'm a bit surprised the way that that it was portrayed in the media when I heard Boris Johnson saying, sort of defending the whole thing, no, the Germans don't want us to leave. And I was quite surprised that it had obviously been spun in the British media in a way that anyone could even think that was what Merkel was saying. quite surprised at that. So yeah, I would like the British media to come up with a bit more of a the benefits of the EU. All you ever hear about is how expensive it is, and the UK is losing its sovereignty because all decisions are made in the EU, and so for all the countries. But what about all the benefits that people have had? So many consumer benefits. I mean, flights are much cheaper now. That's all thanks to the EU. Before, it was all national carriers going from their own country to somewhere else. Now, they can go from wherever and use whatever route. And the wave was paved for a lot of those cheap airlines to spring up left, right and centre. And then once you're on holiday, roaming charges. It's a lot cheaper now, since fairly recently. It used to cost a bomb. No longer. Also, we always hear about, oh, the EU wants the bananas to be straight. Okay, there are some things that are silly, but there are also a lot of things where they've made consumer products safer and made sure that all the stuff that's coming in from China, and a lot is produced in China these days, adheres to certain minimum safety standards. And that goes for toys, electronics, all sorts of things. So I don't think we hear enough about that and what it's brought for consumers. But I think mainly it's if you ask businesses, they are very well aware that it's important to be in a common market and to have all these benefits rather than be fighting for yourself and be irrelevant in political terms, as well as being outside of the market that everybody else uses. And it would be more difficult to trade. And I remember just recently at work coming across a survey of companies in Milton Keynes, just totally randomly. But 40% of them said they'd rather stay in the EU. So I think businesses are very well aware that that this is a good thing and how much trade depends on it. So yes, the UK's got to pay this rebate, which I take is because the economy is doing better now. Which is in general a good thing, but going out of the EU in for trading, I don't think it would be so great. So I think it would be good for the media to sort of spin the positive things as well. I think that's, I mean, people in Germany are fed up as well with certain things the EU does. You know, who isn't? But I think in general there's a consensus that actually it's a good thing to stay in here, even if the man in the street is fed up with having to pay large amounts of money to other countries that that would be bankrupt otherwise. So, and yes, Britain has to have a special position somehow, but yeah, I don't know. I think we would do well to remember over here that there are also certain benefits that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for the EU. And would it really be such a great thing in economic terms to leave? So, and since the media is not telling that story, any referendum that is held here, I do wonder which way it would go, because I don't think people are made aware of all the facts. Anyway, I didn't actually want to talk about this for so long. Anyway, but I hope everyone has a good start to the week, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.